I'm going to bring to you the top 10 myths about selling on Amazon. The cheapest price of product always wins. This is not true. There are other ways that you can help drive sales without spending money. And that might be you come across Kim Kardashian walking down the street. You tell her you've got your amazing teal colored yoga mat and she promotes it and tells everyone it's available on Amazon. All of a sudden, all Kim's fans are going to rush into Amazon, buy your product, and that's how you can shortcut spending money on ads. But good luck getting into Kim's orbit. Can you set up your Amazon account and just forget it? Well, the answer is I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Today, I'm going to bring to you the top 10 myths about selling on Amazon, and let's break them all down. All right, myth number one is it's too late to start on Amazon. Oh my goodness, how many times have I heard this? And this doesn't just relate to Amazon. This relates to everything in business. Everyone says it's too late to invest in property. The market's going to crash any moment. It's too late to invest in Bitcoin. It's already gone up to record highs. It's too late to invest in XYZ, including Amazon. Now, if that was the case, then people just wouldn't invest in anything. Because there's no doubt, when you start a Amazon-based business, you know, you're putting money down and, you know, there is a level of risk, right? Like there's a level of risk to anything. And it's all about timing. I would say to a lesser degree, Bitcoin and the property market and stocks for that matter, it's more about a time frame. Like you're gonna hold that. The longer you hold it, the better off you're gonna do. The shorter time frame you have, the more volatile the market could possibly be. Now, when investing in a business like Amazon, yes, I admit it used to be a lot easier because there was less people on the Amazon marketplace. But if you're coming to Amazon with a unique, incredible product, it doesn't really matter. Simply think of Amazon as a tool to help you sell your product. That's all it is. Whether you sell it on Shopify, whether you sell it on eBay, it doesn't really matter. Amazon is just a tool to help you sell your product. And if it's amazing, you would definitely use the platform to sell it. Myth number two, can you set up your Amazon account and just forget it? Well, the answer is, well, to a degree, I know from experience that there's a lot of work in the beginning. You're setting up your Amazon account, you're setting up your listings. There is a level of optimization. You're always improving the images. You're improving the title, the bullet points, the description. You obviously want to do that so you can maximize the sales on the Amazon marketplace. But I will say, yes, you can kind of set and forget after a certain point. Yeah, there's only minimal changes that you may or may not need to make as time progresses. Because once you get it dialed in and it's just coasting along nicely, there's really no need to change it. And I always say, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. All right, myth number three, the cheapest price of product always wins. And I would say this is not true. And I'll give you some context behind it. In general, if you had a product that was very generic, let's say it was cable ties, something super boring like that, or even just a pair of socks, right? Yes, if you're selling a white pair of socks against another white pair of socks, I would say for the most part, people are going to go the cheapest price. But if you've got something that's unique in the marketplace, even if you've got competitors and you've got great branding, great reviews, I know for a fact that you can sell that product for more. And I'll tell you exactly how I've done it. I have a healthcare product. When I started in the Amazon marketplace, I was selling my price point cheaper than the two other competitors in the market. And over a very short amount of time, I just kept increasing the price, you know, $2, $3 at a time over, you know, every month or so. And it got to a point where I was actually the highest priced item. And even since then, there's been way more competitors now coming to try and steal my sales away. But I've now got the highest price point still on the Amazon marketplace. Because what I then discovered was people have a mindset of, if it's a higher price, it must be better. Okay. And so that's the philosophy that I now use. And I have the reviews to back it up as well. Myth number four, more products equals more success. This is a yes and a no response. It's horses for courses. It's a case by case scenario. I'll give you the two scenarios. I actually did have a period of time where I was selling more products on the Amazon marketplace. And I just thought having more products would equal more success. But it turned out that by having other products, it wasn't the case. I had, out of the 10 products that I was selling on Amazon, there was about 3 products that just stood out from the rest. And so what ultimately ended up happening was I dumped the other 7 products and just stuck with the 3 core products that did 97% of the sales and just focused purely on those. It might be different for you though, if you're buying an existing Amazon or e-com business, because if you've already got a business that, let's say for example, is a yoga mat business that's already successful, and then you go and buy another business which might be in the sports drink category. Now it may be different if you're buying an established business. So if you have a yoga mat business that's quite successful, then you go and buy a supplements business, which is symbiotic to the yoga mats business, then that would be a case of expanding out your products to increase the sales and profit, which ultimately would be more successful. Myth number 5, positive reviews will come naturally. Well, I can tell you just as a matter of fact, the statistics are that only 2-3% of your sales will result in reviews. So you can imagine that is the numbers. So you have to sell thousands and thousands of products to ultimately get to doing hundreds of reviews. Now, they won't come naturally. In the very beginning, you've really got to push it hard. So if you're launching a product from scratch, you've got to get onto your auntie and uncle and friends and family to maybe buy a product from you from Amazon to leave you some positive feedback and review on your product. But if you can't do that, no problem. What you can do is use Amazon's Vine program. So Amazon has a program that's designed specifically for people who are launching brand new products on Amazon. And this is probably the best way to go, because the other way, guess what? It's against terms of service. Using your friends and family is against terms of service and could get you suspended. So that, although you could do it, it's not something you would do, because now Amazon has the Vine program anyway. And in the Vine program, you can nominate how many products you'd like to give away to third-party Amazon buyers so that they can test your product and leave a review for you. It's a very successful way to help you gain reviews in the very beginning of your launch. Myth number 6, Amazon will take care of everything. Now, this is a funny one, because I remember when I first started on Amazon and I saw the sales pitch to do an Amazon course, and it said, look, Amazon takes care of this and they take care of the customer and they send the product. And I thought, wow, this is an incredible opportunity. This is the business model that I want, just completely hands off. And I will say, for the most part, it is. Amazon does actually store your product, fulfill your product, and ship the product to the customer if you have your products in what's called Amazon FBA, which is fulfilled by Amazon. So here's how it works. You buy your products from the supplier, which might be based in China. For my case, they're based in Australia. I then pay my supplier for the products. I still don't touch it. The supplier ships the product all the way into the USA. It goes into an Amazon warehouse. I'm still not touching it. And then Amazon stores that product on their own warehouse shelves. And then Amazon also brings the customer. So they do all the advertising of why Amazon is such a great place to buy products. So they're bringing the customer into the Amazon platform, they're buying your products, and then when you make a sale on the Amazon platform, the Amazon people will pack your product off the shelf, put it into a package, and send it to the customer, right? All handled by Amazon. And that's one of the powerful things that Amazon provides and why they've become so successful and why so many people, like brand owners and product designers and manufacturers want to sell on Amazon because it is, for the most part, quite simple. Will they take care of everything? Of course not. There's some things that you have to handle. You have to handle the bit before Amazon, like manufacturing and securing the product. And you may even have to do some post-sale things, like, for example, if the product is defective, if the customer returns the product back to the warehouse, you may have to do some follow-up. But I can tell you, selling on Amazon compared to selling on Shopify is chalk and cheese. Shopify, there's way more work. Amazon, it's basically a walk in the park. Myth number 7, success on Amazon means success everywhere. This is not the case. I completely disagree with this one. Just because you are successful on Amazon does not mean that you will be successful on eBay, on Shopify, on Best Buy, on Walmart, for a whole host of reasons. Now, let me give you just one. You may have 6,000 reviews on a product on Amazon, but when you go to eBay, there might be one review, right? So when people are shopping on Amazon platform and they come across your product with 6,000 reviews, you've already built up a lot of trust with the Amazon customer. And that's why they're going to be more inclined to buy it on the Amazon platform. Now, that said, I have products on Walmart, on eBay, and Shopify as well. And people do buy on them. But I can tell you from experience, my most successful platform or way of making sales is definitely Amazon. And it's Amazon USA, which has the biggest marketplace in the world.
Hey guys, I just want to break away from the episode for just one moment and let you know that I've just launched the Amazon Launchpad mini course. Now, this is designed for people who want to get started on Amazon really, really fast. But guess what? I can get you launched your first product on Amazon with just 5 hours. You just have to click on the link below, join my community, and the course is absolutely free. All right, thanks guys, and back to the episode.
Myth number 8. I need to spend a lot on ads to succeed. Well, this is a case of, in the beginning, yeah, you may have to. You want to spend money on ads because you want customers on the Amazon platform to see your product. Now, when you first start on Amazon, let's say you're starting in the yoga mat niche. You've got this amazing yoga mat. It's a teal color. It's never been seen before. But in the sea of yoga mats, you're going to be at the very end of page 30. And I can tell you, no one is going to be searching through 30 pages of yoga mats just to come across yours. So the only way to be seen on page 1 or 2 of yoga mats is to shortcut it by paying for ads. And this is a great way to be seen in the beginning, especially when you've got no reviews, you've got no sales ranking as well, because the more sales you do, the higher the ranking you get and the more up the pages you're going to be seen. Because think about it, Amazon only wants to promote and sell products that sell, because the only way Amazon gets paid is when a customer buys your product. They take 15% straight off the top for your product. Okay, they don't want to just have your product on page 1, taking up room against other people's products, and you're not making any sales. It would be a complete waste of time. But if you've got something, there are, of course, some hacks that you can do, like having optimized listings, great images, optimized bullet points, making sure all your keywords are in the right place. But even still, you could have all that and still be at the very back. And that's why you've got to build up the sales by starting off with spending a fair bit of money on ads, till ultimately you transition from spending a lot of money on ads to spending as little money as possible on ads. There are other ways, though, that you can help drive sales without spending money on PPC ads, which is pay-per-click ads on Amazon. And that might be, as an example, you come across Kim Kardashian walking down the street, you run up to her, you tell her you've got your amazing teal-colored yoga mat and how she should use it, and she does, and she promotes it on her Instagram channel and tells everyone it's available on Amazon. All of a sudden, all Kim's fans are going to rush into Amazon, buy your product without any ad spend. Your listing is going to move from page 30 right up to page 1 because now it's a big seller. And that's how you can shortcut spending money on ads. But good luck getting into Kim's orbit. Myth number 9, Amazon is only for big brands. This is false. This is false. This is the great thing about Amazon. You can actually, people don't even know this. If I wanted to, I could come up with this phone case. I could send this one phone case into Amazon USA, into their massive warehouse, one. And I could list that on Amazon and sell it. Did you know that? One. So clearly, I don't have to be a big brand. Now, of course, I wouldn't just send one. I'd probably send 10,000 of these phone cases. But it means I can still be little old me working out of my house or my garage. I don't have to have a big corporate office in the center of town with 1,000 employees and a big marketing division, right? And that actually is where you can succeed in Amazon, because some of these big, big corporate institutions, they don't know how to sell on Amazon. That's why I've been able to secure distribution agreements with other brands who didn't know how to sell on Amazon. So I become the guy who sells their product on Amazon. And that's how I've been able to do $50 million in sales on the Amazon platform. But simply by knowing how to sell on the Amazon platform when other people didn't. And that could be your opportunity as well. That's one of the things I actually teach in my exclusive community, is how to find, how to source, how to negotiate, and how to get contracts on existing products that are in the marketplace that aren't even on the Amazon platform. So if you want to check that out, make sure you click on the link somewhere around this description and come into the community and check it out. And I look forward to seeing you there. Now, myth number 10, once you're successful, you can coast along. Well, I would say this is not a myth. For the most part, this is true. I would say the work that I put in now compared to when I first started is completely different. Now I'm way more relaxed. It's more a case of managing the logistics, managing the manufacturer, the supply chain, as opposed to the Amazon listing itself. Because the Amazon listing for me has been up for years now. It's tried, it's proven, it works. I make sales. And as I said before, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That is a secret with Amazon. If you're making sales, don't change the listing, because who knows what could happen. Okay, guys, I was going to do the top 10 myths, but now I've just been given another four. So let's check out another four myths. Myth number 11, Amazon will always benefit the buyer. This is true. This is, I guess, a bugbear of sellers on Amazon, is that Amazon believes in the customer is always right, like always. Even if they get your product and they smash it and they said it was crap and they send it back, Amazon just sides with the buyer. Now, the benefit of that is this. Because Amazon benefits the buyer so much, it brings millions of people who trust and love Amazon as a customer to come to the platform, because they know that if anything goes wrong with the product, an issue with the shipping, the product breaks down, the product's destroyed in shipping or something, they will always side with the customer. So that's why it's become such an institution in America, especially where it all started. People love Amazon because it's trusted. You know, it's so hard to build trust with customers, and that's what Amazon is so good at doing over the past so many decades. So as much as a seller, we kind of, you know, we get a bit dismayed at some of the things that Amazon do, but ultimately it has actually worked in sellers' favor by bringing so many customers to the platform. Myth number 12, Amazon fees are excessive. Well, it depends what you'd call excessive, really, isn't it? But I would say Amazon does charge a lot in fees. They're going to take 15% straight off the top for your product. But this is why it's so important to do your numbers before you ship things into the Amazon marketplace. So you want to find out, what is the cost of goods? What is the shipping price into Amazon? What is it going to cost to store your product for an extended period of time? Because you can't have your products in Amazon warehouse forever. They're going to charge you storage initially and then excessive storage. So you may want to get it out of storage, in fact. And there's been cases for me where I've had to get my stuff out of storage of Amazon because it was going to cost me way too much because the product wasn't selling, for example. So there's that. And of course, on top of that, there's also ad spend within Amazon as well. So all of these metrics need to be mapped out, explored to ensure that you are successful on the Amazon platform. Now, that said, if you don't want to be on the Amazon platform because you think their fees are too excessive, well, then don't be on the Amazon platform, right? You could be on your own platform. And I don't mean platform. I mean like your own website, like your own Shopify store. But of course, the problem with being on your own Shopify store is you now have to go and get the customers, okay? And so that could become excessive for you, right? Or you could go and open up your own bricks and mortar store in central town. Now you're going to have to go and lease a building or buy the building. You're going to have to fit out the building. All of that is going to cost you tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars just from the outset, before you've even sold a single thing. So now when you're thinking about Amazon is excessive, well then I guess define for me what excessive is. Myth number 13, Amazon makes more money from ad revenue than it does from the seller fees. Now, I don't actually know for sure because I'm not privy to Amazon's P&L. But I'm going to make a guess here and say it's probably true that Amazon does make more money in PPC or pay-per-click ads for sellers on the Amazon platform than it does by just general sales commission from making sales, like the 15% off the top, for example. But I can tell you Amazon make fees on pretty much everything. There's going to be storage. There's going to be fulfillment fee. There's going to be obviously the sales fees, and the big one is ads. But Amazon has also branched off out of like Amazon Web Services now too. So they're making money everywhere. But again, I'm just going to go back to the point that you have to make sure you do your due diligence in understanding the costs before going into Amazon. And myth number 14, and folks, I promise this is the last. Myth number 14, it's easy to get rich on Amazon. I'll tell you what, if it was easy to get rich on Amazon, everybody would be on Amazon. It's the old story. It's not easy, but there are easier ways to get rich on Amazon by learning from those who have already become rich before you. Now, it might be myself, it might be someone in your local town who you know, but definitely getting mentoring is one way to at least improve your success. Because even if you get a mentor, there's no absolute 100% ironclad guarantee that you will become rich because there's so many other factors that become involved in the process of you getting rich. But I would certainly try and get as much information from someone who's already done it first before I set out and spent tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on trying to get onto the Amazon marketplace. But take it from me. It wasn't easy for me to get rich on Amazon, but I stuck in there. I worked really hard. My first two products weren't successful, but ultimately the third product that I sent in has now made me a multimillionaire. And I hope it does the same thing for you too. All right, guys, look, those myths were actually fun. I hope you enjoyed them as well. And I hope I broke down some myths or facts about the Amazon marketplace. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Look forward to seeing you next time on the Amazon Ecom Secrets podcast. All right, take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.